The flooding in the Arkansas River Valley is attracting national attention. This week, NPR sent Nathan Rott, a national desk correspondent, to Arkansas and Oklahoma to cover the disaster. Yesterday, he was working on a story for the network about flooding damage and agriculture. Early last night, we reached him in between interviews. He says the destruction to farmland is extensive.
So I started out this morning in Fort Smith, and I'd been kind of stomping around some of the neighborhoods on the outskirts of town that had been flooded over the last couple of days. Talked to some people that did not evacuate, talked to some people that did, tried to get a sense of why they did or why they didn't. I cover a lot of disasters. I've been to a lot of hurricanes and wildfires and stuff, and it's the similarities sometimes can be really striking, but there's always this mentality of people, well, you know, this will never happen to me, and then it does, but it'll still not affect me, which is why some of the people that I had talked to that didn't leave said they were still there. They could see where the water was coming up to and were confident that it wasn't going to get to them, and if it did, they felt like they had, you know, plenty of time to get out of its way, which I know some of the local authorities there were a little upset about because they wanted people to respect their, you know, when they're saying, hey, you need to get out of this, they're kind of wanting people to actually follow along. So from Fort Smith, I drove east along the Arkansas River. I spent some time in Van Buren talking to some people there. There's a little town called Alma, I believe. Am I right there?
Alma, right.
Alma, yeah. So I went down to Alma and was just basically trying to see any damage that the water had done. By Alma, I saw some flooding closer to the river. Driving out of Fort Smith, obviously, it's just striking to see, you know, how wide the Arkansas River is there. And all of the industry, I think, that's usually by it is, you know, inundated at this point. I drove over to where I am now between Atkins and Blackwell, talking to some farmers about how all of the rain and the flooding has sort of thrown their growing season and planting season totally out of whack.
Do they have any sense? I mean, I know that you can talk about the present. Do they have any sense about what the future, immediate future or long-term future means towards that? I mean, can they recoup anything in 2019?
The fellow I just talked to said at this point, it's all about mitigating losses. It's hard to imagine a scenario where he actually is able to turn a profit this year. And that's just because there's some sunk costs that they've already put in to planting. Talking to some of the folks at the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture, they were saying that a problem around a lot of the state is that people hadn't planted yet just because they were waiting for the rain to finally stop. It's a bluebird sky day right now, but this is the first day that I've been in this region where it's not gray and overcast and stormy and raining at some point. And so I think a lot of farmers have the window in which you can plant, you know, soybeans, rice, corn, all of that is basically closing. People in the river bottoms that have already planted, I mean, those crops in some cases are inundated. The gentleman I was just talking to said that I can't remember the exact numbers off the top of my head, but he had planted, you know, more than 1,000 acres of rice, some of which is flooded. I'm still on his property right now, and I'm looking out at a big field of rice that he had planted that's, you know, it looks kind of like a bog, which, you know, with rice, that's how you grow rice, right? You put in a lot of water, but he said you need to control the amount of water. And you don't want to just totally overtop it, which is what's happening right now, because this is just uncontrolled river water that's sort of backfilling into these fields. And he was saying, I'm still about probably 2 miles from where the river is, north of the river right now, and there's water backed up here.
And then when you add up that it's many growers who may be just mitigating losses at this point, this becomes a potentially regional problem.
Yeah, and I mean, one of the things that I'm hoping to do some more reporting on is it's not just here in Arkansas. You know, I spent a couple of days in Oklahoma talking to ranchers and people that cattlemen that had lost, you know, tons and tons of cattle and livestock through the flooding. I know earlier this year I talked to some folks in South Dakota when they were experiencing their flooding. So it's the entire Midwest and the entire, you know, Great Plains. And then you make your way south all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. They're going to experience the same sort of flooding that's happening here because that's where the water's going. And it's going to create problems the entire way. I mean, one of the things I heard from a grower earlier is, you know, even if he was able to get his crop planted, even if it was a decent crop that he was able to harvest, he doesn't know how he's going to be able to ship it because the rivers are so flooded right now that barge traffic and all sorts of transportation up and down, not just the Arkansas, but the Mississippi, are completely delayed because of this water.
Nate, I'm wondering, did you ever hear the phrase climate change come up in not just here or Oklahoma or South Dakota or anyone you've talked to?
I did. Yeah, I heard it from a few people. And without really asking a question, which I've got to be honest, is a bit new for me. I do a lot of reporting on natural disasters, and climate change is not something that often comes up. But I think, you know, I was talking yesterday in Fort Smith. I walked out on the I'm going to forget the name of it. What's the name of the bridge on the north side of town? Garrison Avenue?
Yes, Garrison Avenue.
Yeah, I was walking out on the Garrison Avenue Bridge, and I was talking to three young women that were out there just trying to look at the river because it's, you know, it's something to see. And I was asking them about, you know, what do you make of this whole thing? And one of the women said, I think we owe Al Gore an apology, which kind of struck me. Because, you know, there's just been so many crazy extreme weather events this year. And, you know, any climate scientist, I talk to a lot of them, will tell you, you can't say that one specific natural disaster is directly attributable to climate change. That's not really how it works.
Right.
But en masse, you know, you have more of these extreme weather events are expected. They're expected to happen at greater intensity, at greater frequency. And that's basically what we're seeing this year. So I think it is on people's minds. And, you know, I don't know if that changes the politics around it or if it changes the, you know, the discussions around dinner tables that people are having about it. But I do think that it's striking to people to see this much damage happen for this long of a period of time.
Nathan Rott is a correspondent for NPR's National Desk. He's in Arkansas this week covering flooding from the Arkansas River. We spoke to him early last evening while he was working on a story about the flood and agriculture.